Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
We have a drunk driver slamming into a Springfield police cruiser, a national bank scam, McDonald's brings out its Halloween Happy Pails, big doings at the Springfield Museums and the Symphony, and Mark Auerbach's been to the theater. It is Tuesday. In fact, it's a watery Tuesday. The 18th of October, chance of showers today, high around 58. Winds are 5 to 10, tonight cloudy, a low of 31. And a chance of rain, 60%, the ultraviolet index at 2, humidity, 85%. Saturday the 15th at approximately 2 a.m., Springfield police officers arrested 24-year-old Kristen Vasquez on the 100 block of Bridge Street. A short time, a driver later identified Vasquez, got into a car with two passengers and almost immediately drove into a parked, unmarked police cruiser.
Oops.
Officers released the two passengers, conducted a field sobriety test on the driver before placing her under arrest. During a search of the vehicle, it gets more interesting. The officers seized a loaded firearm wedged between the driver's seat and center console. 24-year-old Ms. Vasquez of Adams is charged with carrying a loaded firearm without a license, carrying a firearm without a license, OUI liquor, unregistered motor vehicle, uninsured motor vehicle, number plate violation to conceal ID, and possession of a Class B drug. How would you like a McDonald's Happy Meal Halloween Pail? Well, they're coming back. In fact, today they started at certain locations. You can grab one up, definitely in Westfield at Mickey D's. And there's some other locations as well, and they have verified they do have them in stock. McDonald's at the Ludlow Service Plaza, Mickey D's at 121 Hampton Terrace in East Hampton, the one at the Blandford Service Plaza westbound, 17 Union in North Adams, and 208 Mohawk Trail in Greenfield. All you got to do is buy a Happy Meal, and you'll get it in the jack-o'-lantern pail instead of the traditional box. Meanwhile, the Springfield Museums present an elegant star-sparkling evening with Josh Simpson and Katie Coleman. This will be Thursday, November 10, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Held in conjunction with the exhibit Josh Simpson Visionary Explorations in Glass, an evening with the stars. It's a fundraiser to benefit the museums. There's going to be both a silent and live auction, and it'll give guests opportunities to bid on unique Josh Simpson pieces, generously donated by Katie and Jonathan Oakleaf. Now, the live auction is followed by a reception for a group of friends. Another item is a private tour of Josh Simpson's Hot Shop in Shelburne Falls for a maximum of 5 people. You can view the 50-year-old here at retrospective exhibition, enjoy a presentation by the guests of honor, pose for celestial photo op, and mix and mingle in the galleries with hors d'oeuvres and signature cocktails inspired by Josh Katie's favorite drinks. Better Business Bureau reporting this national scam making the rounds. You get a text message or a phone call from a bank alerting you to a hold, fraudulent activity, or an update to a financial account. You take a close look at the message. You may or may not have an account at that bank. The scammer may even know your account number. For example, a website may prompt for an ATM card number and PIN under the guise of reactivating your ATM card. Other times, the link may download malicious software that gives scammers access to anything on the phone. A scammer on the phone may demand personal information, such as your social security number. Good heavens. So what can you do? Well, you can verify that there's an issue. If you get a phone call or a text message from your bank claiming your account has been compromised, hang up and call back. Find your bank's phone number online or on a statement to ensure you're calling the bank and not a scammer. Never give personal info to unsolicited callers. Regardless if your bank, cable provider, or utility company calls your home, never give your personal info to verify your identity. If it doesn't seem right, hang up, call the company back at the number you know is correct. Be cautious of links sent via text. The link could be a lookalike site mimicking your online banking portal. And after entering the login information, the scammers then have access to your accounts online. Check the URL or visit the bank's website from another source, not by clicking through a link sent via the text message. Ignore instructions to text stop or no to prevent future texts. This is a common ploy by scammers to confirm they have a real active phone number. If you think your text message is real, be sure it's directing to a bank address like yourbank.com, not yourbankotherwebsite.com. Call the bank. Check out their website. If they've been targeted by a scam, they may have further info about it. Now, this often includes an email address where you can send a screenshot or details about your scam next to your scam text, rather, to help identify and stop the scammers. And if you get a phishing text message, forward it to spam, which is 7726. 7726, spelled out as spam. If you've been the victim of a scam, help others. Avoid falling victim by reporting just what happened to you on BBB Scam Tracker. Opening night for the Springfield Symphony featuring Joanne Faletta and Joshua Roman this Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Symphony Hall, downtown Springfield. You can enjoy an incredible night of music, including works by Elgar, Dvorak, and Kodály. All ticketed patrons are welcome to join in advance of the performance for a classical conversation between Joanne Faletta and Joshua Roman. That'll be on stage at 6:30 p.m. Following the concert, patrons are invited to a champagne toast in the Mahogany Room to celebrate opening night. Great. Oh, the tickets start at $15. Now, Arts Beat reporter Mark Auerbach. Well, Mark's been to the theater, and here's his reaction. Mark?
For those of us who love Broadway musicals, it's been a bountiful season on area stages. From that raucous Kiss My Aztec at Hartford Stage to the elegant Little Night Music at Barrington Stage. And two of the smaller theaters have outdone themselves. Goodspeed Musical churns out multitudes of taps in 42nd Street on its miniature stage. And TheaterWorks Hartford production of Fun Home is one of the finest musical productions to be seen around here of late. TheaterWorks Hartford has set the bar for innovative programming since its opening night in 1985. Audiences have come to expect cutting-edge drama and comedies from the best contemporary writers. And TheaterWorks production values are extraordinary as they turn their small, inviting theater space into one of the most colorful design and production palettes. Artistic director Rob Ruggiero and his team have explored all kinds of subjects ripped from today's headlines. So, when Ruggiero and crew did the musical Next to Normal 5 years ago, they proved that they could present stunning musical theater in their small performance space with style. The new season opens with the Tony Award-winning musical Fun Home, with music by Janine Tesori and books and lyrics by Lisa Crone. Based on the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel, the American cartoonist, best known for her column Dykes to Watch Out For, Fun Home is an intimate musical about a young woman's coming of age and coming out to her closeted father, who later commits suicide. The dad, played by Aaron Lazar, teaches English and works part-time in a funeral home where the family lives. We see current-day Allison, played by Sarah Beth Pfeiffer, young Allison, and college-age Allison as the story progresses. Rob Ruggiero's staging is thoughtful, innovative, and deft, and Jeff Cox's musical direction and a fabulous band make the most of Tesori's music, which is well-meshed in Lisa Crone's script. Lisa Cantarella's set designs and Camilla Tassi's projections transform TheaterWorks' small space into an old home, a funeral parlor, the open room, the college dorm, and more. Rob Denton's lighting is superlative. All of the performances, from the adults to the kids, are appropriately energetic and nuanced. Aaron Lazar commands the stage with powerful voice and appropriate anguish as Allison's conflicted father. And Christiane Knowles' performance as Allison's mother delicately walks the line of despair. Sarah Beth Pfeiffer as Allison today offers the right narration for the story, and for me, the most moving performance was that of Julia Nightingale as college-age or medium Allison, whose excitement and trepidation about coming out at college is superb. All of us, regardless of our sexual orientation, have difficulty exposing our true feelings to family members. Fun Home brings that experience into focus, wrapped in scripted score, that reinforces how we feel we may have accomplished our own personal reveals or denials. It's honest, it has heart, and Rob Ruggiero and the TheaterWorks company collectively deliver a powerful and ultimately satisfying evening of musical theater. Fun Home runs at TheaterWorks Hartford now through November 6th. For details, pwhartford.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mr. Auerbach, and thank you for listening to our program today. We'll return tomorrow, Wednesday, the middle of the week, with another program for you, available on demand day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I hope you're with us. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.